Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast of this show and all others on fmr.co.za. Preparing for an actual off-road adventure on an adventure motorcycle involves more than picking the right bike, some luggage and stuff, and going. The bikes are built tough, sure, but not really for our conditions. Extra prep is required. Tire choices are vital, and I went with the Motaz Tractionator Adventure tires, both for their grip and their range. Then there is actual body protection, because you don't want, when you drop the bike over or it gets hit by a stone, which is going to happen, for the bike to break and get you stuck. I added a few metal shields to protect the BMW I'm on. I got most of this equipment from the extraordinarily competent people at the unlikely named Flying Brick in Pardon Island. Super helpful, super friendly, and great advice. BMWs have a switch on their side stand. When you lean a bicycle to the side, you need to flick out the side stand, and most modern bikes have a little tiny micro switch in there which cuts the engine off if the stand comes out, so that you don't leave it running and the bike goes flying down the road. Now, these switches on the BMWs tend to get damaged by rocks. Add the little cover, job done. Those cylinder heads that stick out in a BMW are also protected by factory crash bars in a fall. Of course, that's unless the fall is on a rough surface. Then the actual engine cover, they call it a tappet cover, can get scuffed if you're lucky, but if you're unlucky, they can actually get a hole in them and let the oil out. Yep, guards were required there. The radiators which face the front are also super vulnerable to stones. They have a plastic cover, but if you're actually going to get hit by a bucky throwing up a stone on a gravel road, yep, you don't want those rocks go through them and let the coolant out. So more covers there. The headlights are a safety item. Yep, you know where we're going, on and on and on. Those extra fuel bladders that we're going to need are from Desert Fox, and luggage from ATG and Thule, and some GPS stuff and an emergency satellite communicator. Oh, and some tools. Again, Flying Brick and Desert Fox, the rescue. They have a specific tool roll for almost every major off-road motorcycle. Quite amazing. And the tool quality is impressive. Then off to Donford's BMW in the city. Thanks, Sean. A new battery under warranty, free even though the bike is out of warranty, a software upgrade, and a new rubber fitted that we were talking about earlier, and off we are, ready to go. That's it for Fine Motoring with me this week, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.